Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to spirituality.
It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. That's right, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. And what the hell does that mean, happiness specialist? Well, who is she? Is she really that happy? How could she be that happy? You know, I get questions all the time about happiness and how people can't be happy. And that word happy is so different, has a different vibe, a different meaning for every single person. So let me give you my definition right off the bat of happiness. And for me, happiness is being able to be at peace, feel calm, feel balanced, have a trust that everything is in order. Now I'm actually long making this definition longer. Okay, having everything in order, regardless of what happens. Let me shorten that. Happiness is being at peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's it in a nutshell. And this feeling and being at peace is what I'm talking about is what is a foundation. And if you are rooted in this foundation of trusting, knowing everything is in order, surrendering, not resisting, allowing, accepting, when you practice these behaviors all the time, you are rooted in that foundation of peace. You will be peace. You will be peace while the whole world burns down and falls apart. Before I go on, let me just do a couple of little selling. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. I'm on LinkedIn, too. Facebook page is Reality Spirituality. I am available for weekend retreats, for talks, for day talks, afternoon talks, an hour, up to 6 hours. Trust me, I can talk about this and teach. And why I'm here, my purpose for being on this planet, is to teach other people what I've learned. Because I'm telling you, since I was 16 years old, all I wanted to do was be happy. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And like everybody else, this program thinking of, oh, I know what's going to make me happy, and that's our topic for today. I'm going to get right into it. Well, you know, I usually do what's in the news, but there's really nothing in the well, sorry, Dodgers, I don't think you're going to make it. Okay, Dodgers are down. I'm not a real Dodgers fan. I'm a Boston fan, so don't tell my L.A. people that. But one of the things about happiness, practicing happiness, is having no preferences. So in reality, I can have a preference, wink, 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 but being attached to that preference and feeling bad if my team lost, trust me, I had years and decades of feeling bad when I chose a team to root for and they lost. My easiest solution to that is jump on the bandwagon for the teams that are winning. don't root for who's a bad team. Who were bad teams in the league? Dallas or Dallas. People are going to say Dallas isn't a really good team. Bad team. You know, oh, Cleveland, Tampa Buccaneers. You know, don't root for the losers, people. Root for winners. That's my solution. I know. It's wacky. Back to the topic. This really, really is something that happens all the time. When I say happens, I'm sure you get emails advertising from who knows how many people, but the underlining motivation, the underlining intention is to play on, focus on, beeline to, are you dissatisfied? I mean, this dissatisfaction sells, meaning that whatever you look out and whatever you think that you're not satisfied with, there's going to be a solution to it. You know, I hear these people talking about get rid of your blocks. I get an email. This is what started all this. Let me just get to the point, because I'll start rambling. I get an email or a message from one of my connections on LinkedIn, and I get messages all the time. And 99% of the time, they're people that want to connect with me, and they either want to sell me something, a session, or a strategy, whatever. It's always a sale shop. So I usually don't respond. But for some reason, I'm not even going to say for some reason, everything's in order. For every reason, I get a message from this guy, doctor. I'll just say doctor, blah, 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 blah. And he says, thank you, Rebecca, for connecting with me here on LinkedIn. I really want to get to know you. I'm curious. With all that you've got going, what would you say your biggest challenge might be? Let me read that again. I really want to get to know you. I'm curious. With all that you've got going on, what would you say your biggest challenge would be? Now, I can smell a salesman on another planet. I got to give you salespeople credit. I can't. I mean, it is. There is an art to selling, and there is an art to. There is an art to persuasion. But if you're talking about me, you're barking up the wrong tree, because I can smell it anyway. So I knew it was a sales pitch, but I decided to play along. Just, you know, because I was conscious with my answer. And so then he said, what would your biggest challenge be? And my response was this, which is the truth. My biggest challenge is to recognize and then eliminate all my program thoughts and all my program responses to them. What does that mean? You know, if you've listened to the show, you know I talk about this programming and how we've all been programmed, brainwashed, conditioned to believe the things that we believe. And so it really is really a deep investigation of what is a program thought, what is a program behavior. I'll give you a few examples. I remember when I was younger getting married, okay, everybody gets married, you got to get married, and then what's the one question after you get married? When are you having children? Then what's the other one program question after you have one? Are you having any more? In other words, these responses, there's robots all over the place. I mean, I go to the store and go to the bank, and I always get this question. I'm telling you, it takes me, I got to really do a lot of deep breathing. How's your day going? Another program. Another one, how are you? These program questions, these program behaviors, this program, I am a robot, I have to ask you the same questions. I mean, it has infiltrated this world like locusts. So I wrote back, which is the truth. My challenge is to recognize and then eliminate all my program thoughts and all my program responses to it. Now, what is my challenge now? This thing about getting older. You know, I've got all these programs of, oh, when you get older, looking a certain way, you know, the skin starts hanging. All of this, now I got these programs of old, you know, getting older. And trust me, people, it's more than a challenge. It's more than a notion. But anyway, so doctor writes back to me after I give him my response, my biggest challenge is to recognize and then eliminate all my program thoughts and my program responses to them. I have to say it, like, I know I said it three times, but it's a really important thing because that is really what my challenge is. And I'm asking you, my dear audience, what's your challenge? What is your challenge? What is your challenge? What are your five top challenges? If any of you said getting along with or my husband or my children or my coworkers, they're a challenge, somebody else is a challenge, I'm here to challenge you that no, nobody outside, there is nothing outside of you that is a challenge. Now, the only reason why we have problems with other people is because of non-acceptance. We don't accept them. That's it. The only reason, because we don't accept. Now, I know it's a hard one, but this acceptance comes from self. All of our challenges can be tackled and can be dissected and can be either eliminated or lessened with self. So this doctor writes back. I don't know if he's a PhD or a real MD, but anyway, he writes back and he says, that's a big challenge for many people, Rebecca. How is that affecting your life? So here we go with more of a, can you get my vibe with more of a selling? So he really wants an answer from me. He wants an answer. He wants an answer that he can work with. I don't know what he wants. Let me just scratch that. That's a big challenge for many people. How is that affecting your life? And then I write back the truth. What I describe as a challenge is growth for me. All growth is good. And then I say, what answers are you looking for? And he writes back, that's an excellent answer, Rebecca. I'd like to help you. Here we go. I'd like to help you make a quantum leap in your growth. Maybe that may be a slight exaggeration, but you get the idea. It starts with a free 30-minute strategy session. You can learn more here. May I sign you up? And his website has the word success in it. So it's all about finding success and getting more success, and which means that in the moment, in this present moment, there is a feeling that you're not successful or you don't feel successful or you need more success. What I want to share with you, my dear audience, is this vibration, this energy of satisfaction, if you don't practice it, if you don't practice it to the point where you own that energy of satisfaction, I don't care what you achieve, I don't care what you accomplish, I don't care what happens in the future for you, that vibration, that energy of satisfaction has to be rooted, or there is nothing that is going to satisfy you in the future, regardless of what you achieve, regardless of what you accomplish, regardless of what you've longed for or dreamed about. That sense of satisfaction comes from within. That sense of satisfaction comes from practicing and recognizing that we were all programmed to be dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with life, dissatisfied with self, dissatisfied with circumstances, dissatisfied with bank account, dissatisfied with partner, dissatisfied with everything. It is a program. It is a program that I'm begging you not to buy into and not to believe or let go. In other words, let go of it. This sense of satisfaction doesn't mean that you don't have to do anything, but what I'm sharing is, and I got my left hand up here because what I'm sharing is I've had so many things that I've dreamt about, wanted, desired, and then it came true. And then it happened. But guess what? That sense of dissatisfaction was still there. That sense, that, I mean, yeah, in the moment, ooh, I'm happy now, oh, this happened, ooh, yeah, ooh, wee, I could ride it for a day, I could ride it for a couple days, maybe. But that underlining sense of satisfaction has to be rooted. First of all, the programming of dissatisfaction has to be uprooted and then planted the sense of satisfaction, meaning it doesn't matter how you look now, it doesn't matter how much you weigh now, it doesn't matter anything, your circumstances doesn't matter, but have a sense of satisfaction and peace in this moment, regardless of what life looks like or feels like. Is that an impossible request? No. It's a practice. It's a practice. It's an ongoing practice that has to be practiced if you want to feel or if you want to maintain any sense of peace and happiness, balance, and relaxation. Trust me on this, my dear audience. Trust me. This sense of being dissatisfied, not being satisfied, is something that was programmed in you when you were a youngster. And it's not our parents' fault. It's nobody's fault because they're programmed too. And I can let you know that. All you have to do is look out in the world for this evidence. People that, quote, unquote, have gained this man-made definition of success. This most recent, I don't know if it was this year or last year, the cook, the guy that traveled all over the world tasting foods, Andrew Bourdain, committed suicide. I mean, I remember looking at the show, I said, gee, this is a great job, traveling all over, being able to meet people. You don't have to, you know, you have to pay for travel. See, when I travel, I have to pay. what I'm saying is that underneath all of this, underneath all of the quote-unquote success, there's a deep sense of something's missing, and the something's missing is that program, I don't know when it started. I can't say when it started, but when you came out as a little baby, you weren't into looking at the world to be dissatisfied, and that thing called success, that success has to be your personal definition. Don't let the world define success for you. Don't let the world define what success looks like. Because I'm telling you, let's go through the list. From Andrew Bourdain to Kate Spade, she was a designer, committed suicide. Let's go through the list of people. From Elvis to Michael Jackson to Robin Williams to Whitney Houston. I mean, let's go through the list of these people that had everything. And then yet, there's still something missing. And I say it's that sense of satisfaction in the moment. The world will sell you. The world wants to sell you that you're dissatisfied, that you don't have enough, that you need more. There's got to be something else. I mean, I look and say, wow, sure would be nice to have unlimited funds and be able to do whatever I wanted to do. But that can be said without that vibration of, gee, I'm dissatisfied because I don't have all the money in the world. I don't have everything. And then we go back to, and then we go back to this, the another foundational root, which is trust. Trusting that whatever you have is all that you need. Trusting that whatever you are experiencing is exactly what you're supposed to be experiencing. Trust that everything is in order and surrender to this bigger plan. It's very difficult to look and see what's out there and even with relationships, even wanting, I don't know if you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship, but even this program to think that you need to be in a relationship, you need to, if you're not in a relationship, are you married? I mean, that's the first question. Are you married? Are you a boyfriend? Is your son married? All of these questions. It's like, what? You define your own success, but it's going to require a let going of the program and a lot of trust. So with this last request from this doctor, he says, I'd like to help you make a quantum leap. Even though I've already showed him and told him I'm fine, he wants to help me make a quantum leap. Well, no, thank you. That's when I wrote back. I said, no, thank you, doctor, blah, blah, blah. I'm quite satisfied with my growth, and thank you for connecting. I wish you much success in your business. The struggle is always internal, audience. The suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is the vibration of satisfaction is not taught in today's world. If you're not satisfied with the present moment, I can guarantee you will not be satisfied with any of your future moments. The ego is never satisfied. And that's one of the reasons why I can tell you this is the truth, is because I've experienced so much of it. Oh, after this happens, oh, I want this. It's always from the beginning. I remember thinking that when I got married, I remember thinking I was supposed to feel different. I don't know how that sounds, but I remember thinking, oh, I'm supposed to feel different. I'm married now. I feel different. The satisfaction feeling never comes from anything outside. It is a practiced internal state. How do you practice it? What I do, listen, I don't try to do too much, people. It's the universe's job to let me know. I say, universe, how can I practice feeling more satisfied? How can I practice that vibration of satisfaction? How can I practice being satisfied in every moment? I throw that out. And if you, I remember a woman that was in one of my classes, and she had the gastric surgery done. She lost about 200 pounds. And I remember her saying that. I remember her telling me that, I thought that after I lost weight, I would feel really good about my life and about myself. But she still had the struggle. She still had whatever. She still had this internal turmoil. And with no weight. And I know you've heard of these people that win the lottery, and then there's so many bad news stories about people that win the lottery. I mean, they win millions of dollars. You can Google it. It's like the curse of the lottery. So it always comes back to us, which is really a good thing because we do have the power. We are we can empower ourselves. We can practice little by little. Don't look for overnight success. Don't look for overnight success. But whatever you practice, that's exactly what you are going to reap the benefits from. It's like I tell my students in the balancing class, you know, you're not going to get an A-plus for how well you balance. You get the A-plus for practicing. And this show is about a practice. So your challenge this week is to practice feeling, actually asking for assistance if you need assistance, and practice feeling satisfied regardless of what happens this week. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. That's N-O-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can go on my YouTube channel. I have to add some more videos. I haven't done that yet. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, that's right, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime one of these days. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. Practice, practice, practice. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like, thank you for this moment. And you know, with that practice, a little, I guess a help would be, an assistance would be, is that gratitude gene, because you can't feel dissatisfied and have gratitude at the same time. You can't feel grateful and be dissatisfied at the same time. So practice gratitude, practice it, and let's do this together. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.